Welcome back to the WCHL Chapelboro 2015 Year in Review. Now, once again, here's Aaron Keck.
For the last hour, we've been counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of the year in our community. We've made it all the way through number two, and we arrive now at number one. When Dean Smith passed away on February 7th, we assumed it would be the biggest local news story of the year. But it was only 3 days later that another event, a sudden and tragic act of senseless violence, shook our community to its core.
Orange County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
This is Finley Forrest. I heard about 8 shots go off. More than one girl screaming.
Shortly after 5 p.m. on the afternoon of February 10th, Dia Barakat and Yusur Abu Salah, dental students just 23 and 21 years old, were gunned down in their own apartment in Chapel Hill, along with Yusur's 19-year-old sister, Razan. Dia and Yusur were newlyweds. They'd been married for only 6 weeks. Across the triangle, word of the shooting reached Yusur and Razan's father, Mohammed.
We heard that there were 3 people killed. I knew inside my heart it was our children, but I could not say it in the car.
While the community reeled and the families grieved, police began hunting for the killer. There was only ever one suspect.
Immediately, instantly, we knew it was their neighbor. Their wicked, evil, hateful neighbor.
That neighbor, 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks, was quickly arrested. What was his motive? Other neighbors said he'd always been aggressive, that he made everyone uncomfortable. His ex-wife said it was probably a fight over parking spaces. But Dia, Yusur, and Razan were all devout Muslims, too, and Hicks had been vehemently anti-religious. Was this senseless killing also a hate crime? Different people disagreed.
You don't shoot 3 people in the head over a parking dispute.
This incident had nothing to do with religion.
This has hate crime written all over it.
He yelled at everybody.
Equal opportunity anger.
But Mohammed Abu Salah said he was convinced his daughters and his son-in-law had been targeted for being Muslim, and that after a previous run-in with Craig Hicks, his daughter Yusur had told him the same thing.
She said verbatim, "Daddy, I feel he hates us for who we are and how we look."
When the national media looks back on 2015, they'll remember a rising tide of anti-Muslim prejudice, opposition to Syrian refugees, widespread attacks on Muslims and their homes and places of worship. Here in Chapel Hill, we often like to think we stand apart for all that. But in February, we learned we don't.
This incident revealed the vulnerability of the Muslim community.
I was more afraid for my sister and my mother because they wear the headscarf.
My dad looked at me and he said, "Please be careful out there."
And it made me realize that the hate is everywhere, even in Chapel Hill.
There are several hundred Muslim families in the greater Chapel Hill area, including myself. We didn't send our children to school today.
That was the first time that it sort of hit me that, oh my gosh, that could have been me.
Today, Craig Stephen Hicks is in jail awaiting trial. But families, friends, campus, and our greater community all continue to mourn the loss of 3 promising young people whose lives were suddenly cut down.
6 weeks ago, I cried tears of joy at my baby brother's wedding. Today, we are crying tears of unimaginable pain.
The Finley Forest shooting is our number one news story of 2015. But the story does not end there. Razan Abu Salah was 19 years old, a student at NC State. Her sister Yusur was 21, also at NC State, about to start dental school at UNC. Together, they devoted their free time to charity work, feeding the hungry in soup kitchens and building homes with Habitat for Humanity. Yusur's husband, Dia Barakat, was 23, already at UNC Dental School. He was in the process of raising funds for a trip to Turkey so he and his fellow students could provide much-needed free dental care for some of the most desperate people in the world, Syrian refugees. In the last 10 months, their friends and families have made a commitment to ensure Dia, Yusur, and Razan did not die in vain. Hundreds of thousands of dollars poured in to fund that trip to Turkey. A scholarship fund called Our 3 Winners has raised more than $500,000 for education and service projects helping those in need. In Islam, the concept is called continuous charity, the idea that a person's good deeds live on long after they're gone. And so we recognize Dia Barakat, Yusur Abu Salah, and Razan Abu Salah together as our number one newsmakers of the year, not for their deaths, but for their lives.
My name is Dia Barakat. I'm a dental student at UNC, and I need your help.
This is Islam. These 3 angels who never had a fight in their lives.
She always smiled.
We cracked jokes. We loved ice cream.
Every time I saw her, she was smiling, and that made me happy.
If you've met Dia, you know that this is a man that possessed the most amazing bear hug
that you could ever experience.
Yusor was soft-spoken and gentle.
Razan was a born American. She bragged all the time that she could run for president.
I would think he'd want to be remembered as a man who put himself last, who cared a lot about his community and serving those who were less fortunate.
We can sit and have a good time with each other, but also carry on serious conversations about how to make the world a better place.
They set up tables outside our community cafe and handed out dental supplies and food to homeless people.
She painted all of these murals and created all these mini projects to sell in order for us to raise funds to help provide food and supplies.
This summer, I'm embarking on a trip to Turkey with 10 dentists to help Syrian refugee students in need of urgent dental care.
If we love these beautiful souls, if you love their smile, if you love their selflessness, if you love what they did for the community, then no. You saw the beauty of Islam.
I hope we're able to leave here with the faith that at the end of the day, knowledge is somehow more luminous than ignorance. Justice is more beautiful than tyranny. And that most important lesson of all, love is more divine than hatred.
Thank you for your support and help. And please pass this on.
Remembering Dia Barakat, Yusor Abu Salah, and Razan Abu Salah, our top newsmakers of 2015. And that concludes our WCHL Chapelboro 2015 Year in Review. Did our picks match yours? Revisit the Year in Review on our website, chapelboro.com, and tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro with your memories of 2015. From all of us here at WCHL, this is Aaron Keck, wishing you a happy new year.